cross over to our correspondent at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany, where we explore the news and views from Deutschland as well as Europe and the broader world. And we're going to be largely focusing on Germany, who elected a new parliament more than 2 weeks ago. And since then, three parties, the Social Democrats, the Greens, and the FDP, they're the pro-business party. They've been locked in talks, and tomorrow, Daniel, they will decide if they have enough in common to start official negotiations to form a government. Daniel Pence is our Deutsche Welle correspondent in Bonn, Germany. But, Daniel, they've had 2 weeks now to firstly decide whether they have something in common, and then are negotiations only starting tomorrow? This could be a while since Germany has a new government in place.
Yeah, very true. They had informal talks, if you like, for the past days and weeks, and now tomorrow they will decide. Most likely they're going to decide if they will start the formal negotiations. The issue here is that these three parties are very, very different, have very, very different views on key issues. If you take climate change, for example, the Greens are a pro-environment outfit. They are pushing for more government regulations to cut carbon dioxide emissions. And the FDP, as you mentioned it, is a pro-business party and says, no, the market should regulate this, and government should stay out as much as possible. So finding common ground here, particularly finding common ground between three parties, is really quite a tall order, and that's why they are taking their time.
But talks about talks, and now from tomorrow, formal negotiations. But why are they taking so long? And is it common in German politics that, which for the last few terms have been run by coalition governments, are these long periods between, you know, formal governments regular in German politics?
Yes, they are, although they have gotten a bit longer in recent years. But having negotiations and then coming up with a so-called coalition agreement, where you really write down, this is what the government is going to do as far as the labor market is concerned, this is what the government going to do as far as reforming the health sector is concerned, that's very common procedure. And it's also helpful in a way, because it's supposed to avoid too much infighting once the government is in place. It's supposed to make the government more effective. But that said, obviously also the governments have their fair share of contradictions and rows once they are in place.
So how long are we talking about? How long could it take to form a government? Coalition governments are quite commonplace within broader European politics. I remember when Belgium ran quite effectively for about, I think it was close to 18 months without a formal government, while they were still working out who is going to take the reins, and the bureaucracy of the country just kept on rolling, and the machinery kept on rolling and running, and the state didn't collapse. But how long are we talking about till forming a new government?
Well, Olaf Scholz, the man who is likely to succeed Angela Merkel as the next Chancellor of Germany, he said yesterday in an interview that he is hoping that the new government will be in office before Christmas. Also, another senior FDP member of parliament, Agnes Strack-Zimmermann, said she's also hoping that there will be a new government in place around Christmas. So let's wait and see. I mean, it could also take longer. It really depends how quickly the three parties are able to find some common ground. But I think Belgium is a very severe case, because that country is very divided among language groups. There's a lot of debates between the French and the Flemish speaking population. So I don't think we are going to see Germany taking 18 months to find a new government.
How powerful is Germany on the world stage at the moment until a new government is in office? I understand that Angela Merkel continues in a form of acting capacity until a new chancellor is installed.
Yes, absolutely. Angela Merkel and also her cabinet is still in office in an acting capacity, but that means that Germany does not have that much clout in international affairs at the moment, because everybody knows this is just an acting government, and it will not be able to start major new initiatives, for example. It can just kind of continue the day-to-day running of government affairs. So at the moment, Germany doesn't have that much clout, but that's very likely going to change once the new government is in place.
Daniel Peltz, he is our correspondent, our colleague at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to speaking to you next week.